How about so and so just mule headed disease?
Yeah, I saw it sometimes. That's a mule.
You ever heard bull headed?
Yeah, I've heard bull.
All the mean stubborn.
Yeah.
Or say somebody who you just can't joke with without him losing his temper. You say he's mighty
high strung.
Ever heard people say, well, so-and-so sure was touchy today?
Yeah, touchy.
A little bit touchy. Or say, you know, somebody like that, you might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
angry or mad. Usually they say mad.
Get mad?
Really should say angry.
Well, why do you think angry instead of mad?
Well, mad refers, actually, I believe the definition of mad is more strongly than it is with anger.
I see. Or maybe like you mentioned poor mental faculties a minute ago.
Yeah.
Like in Alice in Wonderland, you got the Mad Hatter.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Did you ever teach that in school?
I don't know. I don't remember. I might have, but I could have.
Did you read it yourself?
Yeah, did I read it? Right. Yeah.
When you were growing up?
Yeah.
Or say somebody who gets mad very easily, and he's about to.
Quick tempered.
And say if you didn't want him to, you might tell him, well, now just keep
quiet.
Have you ever heard somebody say, just keep calm?
Yeah, keep calm.
At the end of the day, when you've been working all day, you say you're very
tired.
And if you're very, very tired, you say you're all
washed up, knocked out.
Ever heard anybody say you were pooped?
Yeah, hear that too.
Or say if you hear about somebody who's in the hospital, you might say, well, old so-and-so was looking fine yesterday. When was it he
went to the hospital?
Or have you ever heard anybody around here say anything like, well, when did so-and-so take sick?
Mm, yeah.
You did hear that?
Yeah.
Or say if you were taking a trip, but you weren't in any particular hurry to get there, you might say, oh.
Loaf around.
Or we'll get there.
By and by.
If somebody got overheated and then he got chilled, you know, so his eyes begin to water and his nose starts running, you'd say he caught a
cold.
And if it affects his voice so that he talks funny, you say he's a little
hoarse.
Or if he does that, he's got a little
cold.
What did I just do? I had to.
Cold.
At the end of the day, when you're after you've gotten through work and everything, say it's about 10 o'clock at night, you might say something like, whew, I think I'll go to bed. I'm feeling a little
sleepy.
But at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll
get up.
Or as a matter of fact, when you open your eyes, you say you
awake.
What time of morning do you get up anyway?
7.
You get up at 7? That's still too early for me.
Well, the younger folks they stay out later at night.
Oh, that's true.
They get up later in the morning.
That's true.
Now, my dad used to get up at 4 o'clock.
My goodness. When did he go to bed?
He'd go about 8.